Time for another edition of the Greenhorn, asking the ag experts questions you've always wondered, but were too embarrassed to ask. Here's the original Greenhorn, Parker James.
Howdy folks, Parker James here with the Greenhorn. Today we're kicking off our special Horizons of Agriculture series, where we take a deep dive into the future of agriculture and how youth is going to impact it going forward. Or should I say, the lack thereof. Our first guest is a special one. He's the most senior member of the United States Senate from Iowa, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator Grassley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for being interested in things here in Washington, D.C., and particularly I'll bet you're interested in ag things.
100%. I heard that you hit all 99 counties, so I thought I'd come to you. How long does that take?
I'd say an average of 25 to 30 days a year. We always have an hour and 15 minutes in every county, and if you do contiguous counties, you can get to about four or five counties a day. So that's why I added up to about 25 to 30 days a year that I spend traveling Iowa.
I love it. Well, to hop into the agriculture topics, recently there's been a decline in the number of young people working in agriculture. Where do you think that problem is stemming from, and what do you think can be done about it here in D.C.?
Usually people bring up the average age of farmers is about somewhere between 55 and 60. I think it's 58 now. But I want to tell you, we've been using the same figures for the last five decades. So I think the average age of farmers stays just as much, and that's not irrelevant to your question. I just want to make that point very clear. We have a few programs that benefit people continuing the family farming operation. We have a tax-exempt program that we passed at the federal level where states that want to help beginning farmers can take advantage of the tax exemption of bonds to make sure that beginning farmers can get a lower rate of interest. We also have some beginning farmer programs within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The only problem there is you never put enough money into it to make widespread use of it, but that's another program that they can. But I think it's important to remind people, like when my dad died, mom wanted to stay on the farm, so we kept the machinery that dad had. She had some skin in the game for about 7 or 8 years. I had a banker, I had an off-farm job, and then when Robbins took over that farming operation that I had, he's my son, kept some capital in the operation. Now the same way with my grandson going into that same farming operation. So the point I'm trying to make here is it generally takes three things. Some people to help a young person get started farming, maybe some off-farm income, and then have a good bank.
Thank you very much for your time today, Senator, and thanks for all you do for the great folks of Iowa and everyone in agriculture.
I appreciate working for the people of Iowa and defending agriculture and working hard for agriculture.